Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on today. You picked a good day to jump on and check out the show. We've got Newt Gingrich on, former Speaker of the House. Make sure you stick around for that. We're going to talk about his brand new book that's out. I want to go back and talk about The Contract with America from 1994. And I wondered with him, have the Republicans done enough to offer the American people enough to really have a massive win this November? Make sure you stick around for that. It's a good one. We also have Ryan Petty on. He lost his daughter, Elena. She was murdered in Parkland, Florida in 2018. And when he saw that video the other day out of Uvalde, he had a real problem with it and got a hold of me. And I said, hey, why don't you come on the show? Let's talk about this. Got that going for you as well. It is the Joe Pags Show for your Friday. Strings. Horn section. Yes, indeed, that was me. Harry Lockie, making it happen. Harry. What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
You know it. Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Freedom.
Say back. That is Chocolate Voice. How you doing, Carrie?
Fantastic.
Made it to a Friday, huh? CJ's in for Sam. Hi, CJ. Polo's in the house as well. Let's go. I probably shouldn't spend as much time online as I do during the day leading up to the show, but it's such a great resource. I mean, back in the day, Carrie, you and I talked about this. We get the newspaper.
Yeah.
And maybe a yellow highlighter, a Sharpie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we call it? We just call it a yellow highlighter pen, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a Sharpie, was it?
No.
Sharpie generally is going to be a black Sharpie, but you can get different color Sharpies. We would get the newspaper. We would mark off the stories that we'd want to do. Then printers came along that were personal printers. We could print stuff out. But now you just sort of go online. Okay, what the hell's going on in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just so weird. It just is. It's all weird what's happening. I wonder if it always has been this weird or if it's gotten weirder as times continue to progress. Like, was there always some weirdo in the House of Representatives saying weird things like Nancy Pelosi? Was there always the president doing really weird things that we just didn't see because it wasn't covered as much? You see Biden probably today gets out of the limo and he's fist bumping the freaking prince of whatever of
Saudi Arabia. Yeah, Saudi Arabia. Yeah, he did the fist bump. They said because of COVID. I want to shake hands.
What's interesting is the prince knew. You notice he didn't try to shake his hand. He didn't try to elbow him. He didn't try to hug him. He already had his fist out there, so he already knew what Biden was going to do. So that was for the cameras. Now, there was no 6 feet apart. There was no mask being worn. So why were they so afraid of Biden's dirty hands? I mean, I'm not sure I understand. It was for a photo op. It was stupid. And now we've got word that L.A. County, is it L.A. County or just L.A.? I think it's L.A. County, is now going to possibly put the mask mandate back on on July 29th. Now, again, maybe I don't understand the way science works. You've also got a bunch of idiots online talking about the CDC says that you should this, that, and the other. And if you got to get the vaccine, there is no vaccine. There is an experimental emergency usage only shot available, couple of them, and they do not stop you from getting or spreading COVID-19. So the idea that you should still go and get the shot. They're pushing it so hard. And then Biden on the other side of the world is meeting with the Saudi guy and he's fist bumping. And now we're hearing about LA County possibly putting the mask mandate back on in 2 weeks. Yesterday or the day before, I also saw another story that said, we're expecting to see a resurgence in COVID by the fall, just in time for voting. That's kind of interesting as well. So, Carrie, if you don't mind, let's start out with this stupid story out of LA. You have this, right?
I do not.
Yeah, you don't have it. Okay. No. L.A. County allegedly is, do me a favor, check your resources. I think CBS has it. Just put in July 29th, L.A. mask mandate. Because I want to start with that, because this, the whole thing is so dumb. When I first saw this online earlier, it just jumped out at me that, how are we predicting what's going to happen in 2 weeks? Why are they planning on that date? What is it about that date that we don't know? All of that, all the while, you've got an idiot in Gascon, who is the DA in L.A., who's not prosecuting people correctly. And then when Gavin Newsom, the governor, who has no, there's no reason whatsoever on earth he should be the governor. When he's asked about Gascon and how horrible a job he's doing, he says, hey, I don't really know much about that. Which, what? He can literally, as the governor, fire the guy. If he's not doing the job right, he doesn't know the job he's doing? That's very, very strange. All right, do you have something on this July 29th thing?
Yes.
Please.
From the LA Times, sustained jumps in cases and hospitalizations fueled by the hyper-infectious BA5 subvariant pushed Los Angeles County into the high COVID-19 community level Thursday, a shift that could trigger a new public indoor mask mandate by the end of this month unless conditions improve. Health officials have long said the county was inching closer to the metrics for a new mask measure, and those warnings are now closer than ever as the latest COVID-19 wave continues to wash over the region. Should LA County remain in the high COVID-19 community level, which is defined by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for the next two Thursdays, a new masking order would be issued with an effective date of July 29th. If LA County falls back to the medium level during either of the next 2 weeks, the clock would reset, pushing the earliest date for any new mask mandate order into August. However, given continued increases in cases and the potential for a corresponding rise in hospitalizations over the weeks to come, at this point, it's much more likely that we will stay in high for these 2 weeks, said County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
Barbara Ferrer is saying we'll probably stay high for the next 2 weeks and then we'll mandate indoor mask wearing again. That's what she's saying. If it stays medium, they won't mandate it, right?
Right.
It's intelligent. So it's high right now, yet there's no mandate right now. So give you 2 weeks to get a good dose of the COVID, and then we'll make you wear a mask again that doesn't work anyway. And we're going to lock it down because we can, because we're the boss of you. They're predicting 2 weeks out, because the last thing she says this, that they're going to re-mandate masks inside in L.A. I mean, L.A. was harmed horribly by the lockdowns, by shutting down the economy, by not reopening it. They were some of the last people to reopen it. And now they're already planning to close it again. As crime is on the rise, Gavin Newsom is basically running for president right now. Carrie, you think that's an outlandish statement? He's meeting with Biden.
No,
he's going around the country. He's doing basically campaign ads in like Florida. I mean,
that's not outlandish.
It's what the guy's doing. And it's so amazing to me because he is just a horrible governor. He is just the lowest of the low when it comes to governing. And I still want to know where the hell he was for a couple of weeks after he got his shot. Remember that? He just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Just disappeared. And then when he came back, he said, I just thought I'd spend some time with my daughter, had soccer games or something. Like, what? It's soccer games? I think the guy had some adverse effects, but that's just my opinion, from the shot that he keeps enforcing on people. And now he's with the mask mandates again indoors. Except you really didn't have to wear a mask if you were Gavin Newsom or whoever the idiot mayor was. In L.A., you could go without wearing a mask. I mean, the idiot mayor at least tried to make something up. Was it Garcetti? He made something up that he was holding his breath as he was taking pictures with people, which is so stupid. And then there's Gavin Newsom, the elitist, do anything you want to do. They are forewarning those in L.A. that they're going to have to be locked down soon. Not locked down, but going to have to wear a mask inside again in L.A. County. They're warning them 2 weeks out. So get all the, does COVID call them and say, hey, to let you know, July 29th, we're going to be getting it done. Or the 27th, whatever the hell it is. We're going to be getting it done. We're going to show up. We're going to bring some COVID. So you got like almost 2 weeks to go enjoy your lives until we make you wear masks again. Let me say this again with no hesitancy. Wearing a mask does not protect you from COVID-19. the microbes of COVID-19 are smaller than the openings in the mesh of the mask. Unless you're forcing people to wear N95 masks, which we were all told reserve those for the healthcare workers, you're not doing a whole lot of anything other than wearing a placebo on your face that most of you don't even wear it right. I only wore the mask when the mandate was going at a doctor's office because I needed to get some treatment, or on a plane because I needed to fly from here to there. And some of you have been so bold as to say, well, that you should have just not flown. Screw you. I'm not going to drive 14 hours to make you feel better. I'll fly for 2 hours with a stupid mask on, which that mandate went away, by the way. But I'll fly for a couple hours with the mask on to get me where I'm going quicker while still protesting on my show and anytime anybody asks me about masks and about shots. What is this one called? The B52959er LGBT something variant. What the hell was the variant again?
The BA5 or BA.5, BA.5.
What is that? What the hell is that? Yeah. Why would they say it as if, oh, well, they'll believe this. Somebody said it'd be kind of badass if we did it again. But let's call it the BA5. You know what I mean? These are people sitting around a room wondering how they could treat us like mice or ants in their ant farm. This is what they're doing. And they're not stopping. They're just continuing to do it, which it bothers me so much in the land that's supposed to be of the free and for the brave, or for the brave and of the free. Either way, because of the brave, we are free. So at the end of the day, I'm sick and tired of it. And then this ass wagon puts on a video that he buys ad time. I don't know where he got the money. Buys ad time in Florida to tell people of Florida that your government is horrible, it's disgusting, it's wrong, it's burning books and everything else. Come to California. Who the hell is in Florida that's going to jump on a plane or a bus or get in a car and go to California knowing how badly people are treated there? And by the way, we have a lot of stations in California now. I love you guys. And it is a gorgeous geographical state. And most people there are very nice. Yet you keep on electing this idiot and other idiots just like him. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Here's what I want to know. I want to know if you think they could predict 2 weeks out that COVID is going to show back up possibly on July 27th. That's the first thing. Second thing, if they do put a mask mandate in place, are you one of those who believes that it actually is effective? And third, would you ever move from the ultra-free state of Florida to the lockdown state, the controlled state, the tyrannical state of California? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. The Joe Pags Show for your Friday. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. It's how we do. Got to remind you about the breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, Morris has served as his top advisor. Well, Dick Morris's new bestseller is out this week. It's called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected, according to Dick Morris. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it for you. Big media, big tech, the deep state want to stop Trump. We've all seen that happening ever since he left office, but The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Just go right now to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com. And yes, the number is 911. Thereturn911.com. Get Dick Morris's brand new book and get it right now. We go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Mask mandates look like they're coming back in LA. They're already sort of say, yeah, here's a preview. A couple of weeks from now, you're going to be wearing them again. And you're hearing about, oh, there's this new BA5 or 0.5, wherever the hell it is. By the fall, it might even be worse than it is right now. They're setting the stage, man. They're setting the stage again for lockdowns. And when you lock people down, everybody gets to vote by mail again, then it's fraught with the possibility of fraud. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Derek, what's going on in Minnesota? Hi.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Just wanted to mention that when the mask mandates first came out, I was really reluctant.
It's very, very muffled, Derek. Can you put your face right on the phone?
Yeah, can you hear me better?
Yeah, a little bit better. Go ahead. Try it again.
Okay. The mask mandates, when they first came out, I was very reluctant to wear it. I only did it for work or whatever.
Yeah.
But we were traveling across the country back at the end of 2020, and we've gotten to South Dakota, which was a free state. But we went into this rest stop, and the guy said, hey, you have to put the mask on. I said, okay. And he said, you got to go over there and sanitize at that station, too. And my wife looked at it, and she said, this is an antibacteria. Does that work for viruses? And he said, well, we don't know, but there's all kinds of people from all kinds of places, and we want to be safe. And I realized right then, it's all being filthy animals, disgusting, and they just want to make sure that we know that.
Okay, Derek, thanks. Let me make a comment on that. If you go to a private business and the business mandates masks, they're allowed to. Then you're allowed to say, I'm not going to participate in your business. I'm not going to give you any of my money. I'm not going to patronize you. In South Dakota, they did not have all these mandates. They did not have all this lockdown. In fact, when we had Kristi Noemann recently, the South Dakota governor, she said we never even shut down. So, again, that sounds like that business or maybe the employee there was giving you some information that business wants you to do. That didn't mean that it was mandated by the state. Let me go back at it. Let me say hello to Thomas in Florida. Thomas, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Okay. Having an issue with the phone. I'm going to let you go. I don't know what's going on with the phone, but it shouldn't be happening that way. That's very, very weird. We'll try one more. Eric in Massachusetts finds me to be hilarious. Eric, what's so funny? Talk to me.
Well, you just emptied my tear ducts, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I spent the last I was in California for 17 years. I spent the last 10 years in Santa Monica.
Cool.
I got out. I'm originally from Connecticut. I came back last September. I've got a lot of good buddies out there. Oh, hey, come back. Oh, I said, guys, don't worry. Just wait. You think this is over? This is not over. They're bringing it back. It's coming back. And sure enough, it looks like it's right around the corner. Like, as you stated, conveniently, just in time for the midterms.
Yeah.
And the nerve of Gavin Newsom to run an ad in Florida? I mean, is he that delusional? I don't quite understand that.
This is his lead up to run for president in 2024, because trust me, he's not going to be Joe Biden. He's already setting the groundwork, and he's the worst governor, close to, if not the worst governor in this country, yet he is so delusional. And you're right, the word delusional is the good one. He's so delusional that he thinks that he can win.
I mean, I saw a little bit on DeSantis the other day. The girl said, hey, did you see Gavin's dad? He said, look, I grew up in Florida. Years ago, you never saw California plates. Now you see them everywhere. He said, I tell you what, you go to California right now, you're not going to see too many Florida plates.
That's true.
I mean, it's just unbelievable, man. And somebody else's words real quick, not my words, but I thought it was it just rings so true. They said, if the science changes due to geography, that's not science. It's politics.
Oh, of course. Absolutely right, Eric. No, the science is science, and the science only changes when there's new information to show why it would change. They knew from the beginning that these shots were not vaccines. They knew from the beginning that these shots would not prevent you from getting or spreading COVID-19. They knew from the beginning that the masks were just a placebo. How do I know that? Because the number one epidemiologist in his own mind anyway, Dr. Fauci, said in a CBS interview, it would be silly for us all to be walking around with masks on. It's not necessary. So this is all a power play. This is all a control the people play. That's it. No if ands, or buts. At the end of the day, they're going to put mask mandates back in predominantly blue cities where crime is through the roof. If you want to gather for a BLM or an Antifa get-together, you don't have to wear your masks or anything like that, because that's somehow protected under the Constitution. But they're going to do all they can to control as many people as they can. They are. That's what they're going to do. And Gavin Newsom is not smart enough to start getting rid of some of these DAs. And again, they can recall the DA in L.A., by the way, with the rise in crime. And that push looks like it might be successful. That means that they can put it to a vote. It would be great. The guy's got to go. And masks should not be mandated ever again. And the shots certainly shouldn't be mandated. Keep it here. Coming back. Joe Pag Show.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. I appreciate you taking the time. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, will be on about an hour from now if you're listening live. Talk about his brand new book. We'll talk about the contract with America and whether the current Republicans are doing enough going into the midterms like they did back in 1994 to promise the American people they will make positive change in this country. Now, I want to give you a little something. Before I take this call, John, stay there in Albuquerque. I'll get you in a second. I just want you to think about something. Are you doing enough to force a free enterprise capitalistic society to keep the prices lower and not blow them out of control? And the reason I ask that is there are now companies that are offering services that used to be free or something that would be included in the service of the product. They're trying to now charge like a subscription service for it. I'll get into exactly what I mean in a second. It's a story that Sam actually brought up to me the other day, and I see something trending now over on Twitter or something that refers to it, and I'll bring it up again. Before I do that, John's in Albuquerque. John, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, can you hear me okay today?
Yes, John. What's going on?
Oh, you know, I was just listening to you about the microbes. I thought really fascinating about, like, the COVID going through. And, you know, you're right. I think the masks are coming back. Kind of a crazy deal. They're trying to control us, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, the Republican Party's always been the party of law and order and the Constitution, you know? And it's like, can you imagine if a bunch of lesbians and gay people storm the Capitol and try to overturn a free and fair election? And then everybody in the same party, the Democrats, admitted they were doing it on national TV, and then your whole party denied it? That'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, that'd be nuts, huh, John? So it's not going as well as you think it is, so your sarcasm and, hey, can you hear me, and acting all mealy-mouthed, it's not working. And nobody in any party said, we support what happened on January 6th. And nobody has ever said, yeah, we tried to... John, I couldn't hear you. I could not hear you as I was responding to you. You cannot talk over me. It's called the Joe Pag Show for a reason. So as much as you're still talking right now, nobody can hear you but you. So shut your face for a second. I'm not going to hang up on you like most callers, like most hosts would. I'm going to take you to task. Okay, let's do it. I'm not a Republican, first of all. I'm a conservative. That's what I am. It's a value system. A Republican is somebody who is a party person. A Democrat is somebody who's a party person. The opposite of me would be a liberal. So you had a few hundred people that went into the Capitol and rioted and broke things. We can't see the 10,000 hours of video that Nancy Pelosi's not letting us see. Nancy Pelosi was offered 4 days before the National Guard. She turned them down. So did Bowser, who is the mayor of Washington, D.C. They could have protected the Capitol as offered by the president, Donald Trump, but they decided not to for some weird reason. People like me who are conservative, and even the vast majority of Republicans in this country, do not support what happened at the Capitol. Not even a little bit. The president didn't suggest it. In fact, he said, go and peacefully and patriotically let them know how you feel. There is a mechanism in the Constitution that you've never read that actually tells you how you can challenge an election or the results of an election. In fact, you've got Democrats historically have been challenging every election won by Republicans. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. And they're allowed to. I support their right to do that. They weren't trying to overturn an election. What happened was, on January 6th, Joe Biden got a big win. Because the only person who was running for president that benefited from January 6th was Joe Biden. Now, you failed miserably in your attempt to troll me or be a seminar caller. Miserably. But I'm so nice, I'm going to let you try to refute anything I just said. And I'm going to take you back on the air. And if you act as stupidly as you did the first time you were on the air, you'll be gone. How about that? Does that work for you, John? Go ahead.
Okay. So how do you refute Cipollone, the Attorney General Bill Barr, the person who was going to replace Bill Barr, and everybody in the DOJ saying that everybody told him this is done, buddy, and he's still trying to say that they didn't lose, that it's fraud?
That has nothing to do with January 6th, so you're switching to a different topic now. Because when you called in and you can't talk over me. Can't do it. You got to let me get my question out. You're not going to win that way, John, or whatever your name is. When you called in and talked to my call screener, CJ, you told her you wanted to talk about masks and microbes. You lied. You wanted to talk about January 6th. I would have taken your call on January 6th anyway, but now you're not doing very well. I just obliterated completely out of the water. I just obliterated your argument about January 6th. So now you're talking about voter fraud. Let's go there. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm here.
Go ahead. Voter fraud. Let's go. Bring it.
Voter fraud.
That's what you brought up. You brought up.
The whole entire DOJ.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. John, put the phone to your mouth. Stop acting like a weasel. Use your normal voice. Nobody's going to identify you. And let's have at it. I want to have this debate. I want to do this with you like no other talk show host in the country would. I will do it. But you got to bring it. Don't be this person. You're acting like an idiot right now. De-idiotize yourself for a second and have the conversation. Let's go. Oh, he hung up. He hung up. CJ, did I hang up on him or did he hang up?
He hung up.
Exactly right. You know why? Because his name's not John. He's not in New Mexico. He called in and lied about what he wanted to talk about, was obliterated about what happened on January 6th, and then he brings up voter fraud somehow. Let me say it again. In the Constitution, there is a mechanism by which people in the House and Senate can challenge electors' votes. It happens every single election, mostly by Democrats. I'm talking about big Democrats you know, Maxine Waters, Jamie Raskin. Look it up. Don't believe me. Look it up. They challenged the election win by Donald Trump. They challenged it. The same way it was being challenged on January 6th this time. But the problem was, this time you're going to have people from the House and people from the Senate who are going to agree to the challenge. That takes it to the next step. Now you have to actually vote. And every state in the Senate gets one vote. Or actually, every state in the House, I should say, gets one vote. Although the House of Representatives was Democrat-dominated, and you had more representatives that were Democrat, states like California had a ton of Democrat representatives. Suddenly, if you only get one vote per state, and by state, it was 30 to 20, I think, Republican, you would have had a real problem on January 6th because the challenge probably would have worked. So you had to stop the challenge somehow. How did that happen? Well, January 6th happened. But he said, forget it. We'll just drop all of our challenges. I mean, seriously, think about it. You're talking about something that the Constitution provides. Now, if you want to go away from January 6th, which is legal, which happens every election, and we want to go to, was there election fraud? Simple question, fake name John. Watch 2,000 Mules. Educate yourself. It has not been debunked. 2,000 Mules, the film by my friend Dinesh D'Souza, and True the Vote, where they worked together, Catherine Engelbrecht, we had her on the show as well. They showed through geo-tracking that there were mules, people that were going to these drop boxes a lot. Many, many, many times. Now, geo-tracking has been attacked since the movie came out. But guess what, fake name John? Geo-tracking is what they used to identify the people that breached the Capitol on January 6th. They arrested people using geo-tracking technology. The same technology that tracked these people that were massively dumping ballots into the Mark Zuckerberg paid for ballot boxes, which weren't legal in many places already. And then they've got videotape showing them doing it. So I don't give a crap what Bill Barr says. He's trying to sell a book. I don't care what anybody else said to the January 6th committee about what they thought about election fraud. I want you to watch the movie. I want anybody here who's listening who doubts there was massive election fraud to watch the movie. And then tell me what they got wrong. Because the same time they were using geo-tracking, they used geo-tracking where a little girl was killed in Atlanta. Remember at the Wendy's? Big riot because police killed a guy who was running from them and grabbed a taser and everything else. Through this geo-tracking, they were able to identify two suspects who ended up being arrested in the Atlanta area for the death of an 8 or 9 year old little girl. Because of riots and protests. The same geo-tracking that was tracking election ballot boxes and people through their cell phones, which this data is available, you can buy it, proved that they were there at every single ballot box many, many times over. And then you look at the video compared to the geo-tracking, and you got people dropping ballots, dumping more ballots in, stuffing more ballots in. There is no debunking. I want you to understand, it's a good thing that you called in and lied about who you are. It's a good thing that you called in and lied about where you are. And it's a good thing that you called in and lied about what you wanted to talk about, because you just were annihilated on national radio. You would be walking around with your tail between your legs, embarrassed to show your face. That's the only reason why you had to be anonymous, because you were not ready for who you called. But I love you like a brother. Have a good day. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We're coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show for your Friday. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. Your thoughts about that attempted debate, I guess. It just being, he was being a sarcastic doofus. No problem. I'll hear from you. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. Or go to joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom and click on contact. You'll send me an email. Let me remind you to go and follow my Instagram. That's where all the come on videos are going. I did three of them today. So go and check that out. I'm not going to do them on TikTok. After TikTok restores my account, I'm going to tell them to kiss my ass and implore everybody to go over to Instagram. Instagram is still squelches the reach, but so what? They're not banning the videos. And they're not kicking me off. And if you go directly to my handle at Instagram, Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow, you'll see my videos every day. And I did three today. And I'm getting a little bit more action on them, you know, 6,000-7,000 over on TikTok. Of course, they were doing 200,000 or whatever. I don't even know how real that was, to be honest. We have no way of knowing if that was even real. But they suspend me every other day for no reason whatsoever. And it is, in fact, a Trojan horse that the CCP can see everything going on your phone. You might want to reconsider having TikTok. So again, if you like the come on videos that I was doing on TikTok, go to Instagram and look up Joe Talk Show, all one word. It's a verified account. Go follow me there. Let me tell you about the 4th of July sale at Eden Pure. They're continuing it. Only for a couple of more days, though. Seriously, a couple of more days. Get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier right now. It makes a huge difference in your house. You've got to get this. The BOGO deal is back. When you buy one Thunderstorm, you're going to get another one free. No matter how many you buy, you're going to get an equal amount free. Buy two, get two free. Buy five, get five free. Thunderstorm will completely eliminate any odor. Even the worst odors like pet, cigarette smoke, urine, and cooking odors. Now is the time to order. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free deal ends on the 17th. That's Sunday. So make sure you get on this right now. With over 265,000 Thunderstorms sold and countless five-star reviews, you know it works. People are buying several for around their home and as gifts too. So go right now to the website, EdenPureDeals.com. I get emails on this all the time. EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code PAGSBOGO. That's Eden Pure Deals, EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGSBOGO. Pags BOGO at EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free as well. All right, 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Appreciate you taking the time. Rob, Minnesota, what do you think? Talk to me.
Yes, sir, Joe. I love the way you handled that fake John call.
Thank you.
Attempted debate. Yes, sir. I swear I've heard that voice before. It's this timid, weak. Would it be passive-aggressive? Is that accurate?
Oh, he's 100% passive-aggressive because he made up a story about getting on the air. Once he was on the air, he pretended he was asking a real question, but he wasn't. He was being sarcastic. He thought he was going to show the talk show host. He was being passive-aggressive. Yeah, all that. And it wasn't the guy's real voice either. He was masking his voice so that I would sound like the mean guy if I went back at him. I don't care what I sound like. If he's going to be stupid, I'm going to be stupid back.
Right, and you weren't stupid back either.
Thank you.
Yeah, you handled that perfectly. And
thanks, brother.
And I wish I had your skills, because you just hear a voice like that, it's like a cartoon character where my thermometer just goes right to the top, and my head just wants to explode.
Well, I try not to have my head explode, because what I know is, Rob, I'm not going to convince him. He's already convinced. He thinks he knows, and he doesn't. What I want is for people listening who might be on the fence, and they're going, well, I'm not really sure about this. I mean, the guy's kind of right that Bill Barr did say there wasn't any fraud. So when I blew the J6 stuff out of the water that he was bringing up, then he wanted to go to fraud. When I started to go to fraud, he hung up because he got scared. So, Rob, I appreciate you enjoying it, man. Thank you. I'm glad. And please don't have your head explode. Carrie, that'd be horrible if his head exploded.
It would. Absolutely, it would.
So you're against Rob's head exploding?
Yeah, anybody's head exploding.
Good. You and I agree on something today. Yeah. I like it. Cheryl, Florida, talk to me. Hi. Hi, Cheryl. Huh, can't hear Cheryl. Let's go to Mike, who's in Wisconsin. Mike, what's going on? Hi.
Morning, Joe, or afternoon, good Lord. came to the realization that Brandon is out in Saudi Arabia trying to talk them into pumping more oil.
Yes.
When just about 2 months ago, he was saying that, oh, we can't pump more oil here in the United States. It won't bring the price of oil or gasoline down. I'm like, idiot. Of course it will.
Of course it will,
yes. Why do you think he's out in Saudi Arabia?
Well, Mike, I also like this, and I appreciate the call, man. Very well said. The left also says we can't go and get any more of the resources that God gave us here. Can't go drill and get more oil because that would harm the climate, the global warming or the climate change, whatever the hell we're calling it today. That somehow would harm it if we got it from Alaska or got it from fill in the blank, the Dakotas, or got it from Texas. But for some reason, because it's called global warming, right? That's the globe. It's called global climate change, is it not? I mean, if we go and get it from Saudi Arabia, that doesn't affect the global climate? But it would in Alaska? Come on, dude. I mean, we're not really that stupid. Another John in Albuquerque. You better not be the same guy. John, what's going on?
No, it's definitely not the same guy, Joe.
Talk to me.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Living a dream. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to call and follow up on that moron's call. I think you hit it on the head that, you know, look, you can – Democrats have challenged – every election that Republicans have won.
Right.
And even in 2000, even in the 2000 election, when Al Gore came out and said, hey, look, you know what? George Bush is my president. They still refuse to admit it. Hillary still refuses to concede from 2016. So what is he talking about? Of course it's going to be. And you're exactly right. He did not encourage people to go down there and riot. He said to go down there and peacefully protest. So, hey, That's part of how this system works. Thank you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, John. Thank you. Oh, John, you just brought Albuquerque back. He made Albuquerque look good. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Pete, I have no time. Give me your question, and I'll hang up on you, and I'll give you my answer. Go ahead.
Yes. How do we make sure Trump doesn't run again because he's so polarizing? If he runs, people are going to vote for a dog before they'll vote for him.
Pete, I appreciate that. Let me answer the question. He's not polarizing. Not at all. The media made him polarizing. The media did that. And nobody on the left is going to ever vote for Trump anyway, so you're not going to get a Republican or somebody on the right to pull people from the left. But those who are in the middle, those who maybe felt like he was too mean or whatever and didn't vote in 2020, they will no longer vote left. They will no longer sit in their hands. They see what's happened because he didn't get the second 4 years, and they will go and vote for him. So you and I disagree, and that's okay. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.